welcome to the third episode of the Food Bank Focus. It's a little bit of a different episode this week. I know we've been mostly seeing myself and Dan talking to you each and every single week, but today we have a couple of guests. Really appreciate both of you coming in today. I mean, the Rotary Club not only does a lot for Sudbury, but has been entrenched with the Sudbury Food Bank for many, many years with Blues for Food and other events and countless other organizations that you guys donate to. So it's a pleasure to have you on as a guest and as our first guest for some of the community interviews that we're having. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
I think we'd want to start off at first, the people that don't know about the Rotary Club of Sudbury, can you tell me a little bit about how you guys got involved about it and how the Rotary Club has shaped your idea of community?
Sure, absolutely. So Rotary is an international organization. We have presence in well over 50 countries. And it's also an organization that has a history of over 100 years. So for me, my involvement with Rotary started as a generational thing. My father was a Rotarian in our hometown of Elliott Lake, past president of that club. And when I got my first executive level job working in Parry Sound, I thought it was time for me to start giving back to my community. So I was a member of the Rotary Club of Parry Sound in the 3 years that I lived there. And when I moved to Sudbury, I immediately decided that it was time to join up with the Rotary Club of Sudbury. It's a fantastic organization that primary focus is to do projects in our community as well as projects internationally. One of the most famous things that Rotary does is Polio Plus, and so at this point polio has been eradicated in 97% of the world, and that's actually largely thanks to Rotarians. We were actually close. We were at 99 and some wars broke out, but we keep pushing within the community. Working with community partners like our local food bank has always been a primary focus. And here in Sudbury, we also have a strong focus on literacy and the environment. One of our primary projects is Rotary Park out near Adnack Ski Hill. If you haven't been to Rotary Park, you should go check it out. We're enormously proud of that project.
And I know one of the things that we try to stress when we talk to young volunteers coming through the food bank as well is that idea of trying new volunteer experiences. And I think the Rotary Club is a perfect example of that, where there are so many different ways to volunteer with Rotary, and there are so many different organizations that Rotary is involved in as well, that it's a great place for young people to get involved, because that's really where you can get your roots in volunteering almost.
Yeah, absolutely. There's actually a special club for youth and younger members of the community that want to get involved in Rotary. It's called Rotaract. And many of our current Rotarians have actually come through as youth through the Rotaract and decided to move on to the more adult club, and it's working really well.
And what age group is that roughly for the Rotaracts? Is that?
I would say probably post high school and beyond.
Okay, perfect. So a perfect time to get people involved in volunteering and
that's right.
Understand.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing that Rotary does for youth, of course, many of you, I'm sure, are aware of our fantastic short and long-term student exchanges. Every year we bring some students in from other countries to live here in Sudbury and experience life here. And we send students out. A lot of students who have done that when they were younger, and I'm talking about 25, 30 more years ago, do go on to become Rotarians, to get involved in their community that way. If you're just looking to touch base with Rotary, Blues for Food is a fantastic one. We're always looking for volunteers for that. We're always looking for people to help us plant trees in our park. And we have a bunch of other amazing fundraising events that we do over the year as well. One of the best places to get information about that is on our Facebook page. And you can just check us out on Facebook under Rotary Club of Sudbury.
And that's a perfect transition there, because I mean, I've been involved with the food bank for some time. And each and every year, I think we've talked about this on previous podcasts as well, I always look forward to Blues for Food, right? And I know that's a group, that's an event that Rotary Club and the Food Bank are best known for being together on. We spoke about it a little bit previously, but just the fact that it brings in a lot of different community members that may not have seen the food bank, that may not know about the needs of the food bank, you know, people that enjoy the music scene from different cultural backgrounds, kind of all come together to see what the food bank has to offer and to see what the Sudbury community has to offer. So could you talk to me a little bit about Blues for Food in Sudbury and what that means to you as an organization?
Sure. Blues for Food started 28 years ago. It was originally, I think, the brainchild of the Blues Society of Sudbury, and they've invited the Rotary Club to come and help them get it off the ground. And the Rotary Club of Sudbury partners with our friends at the BIA Downtown Sudbury. And it's a one-day event. It was originally held in Memorial Park and later on moved to Durham Street. And the one-day event involves family activities and entertainment, but the main attraction is all of the blues bands that start playing at about noon and go through till 8 or 9 o'clock at night.
And I'm not a big music person myself, but I got into it. I mean, I think regardless of what type of music you listen to or if you listen to music at all, it's just it's a great community event. Always one of those.
And we've been very lucky recently, too. We've gotten some beautiful summer days. The event takes place in June. I believe we're looking towards June 9th for 2019. The Rotary Club, one of the things that we do is we host a beer tent. There's some fantastic food. And your entry can either be a donation to this food bank in cash or in food. So it's a really great, easy way to get a lot of members of the community out, enjoying our beautiful downtown, enjoying some music, interacting with Rotary, learning a little bit more about the food bank.
And it's a great way to kind of get involved in volunteering as well as a first event, because there's going to be a lot of people that are already established from the Rotary Club and from the Sudbury Food Bank. So if you're thinking about doing that, for sure, I'll put it in the comments below, links to the Rotary Club's Facebook, Twitter, and all their social media, and also the Sudbury Food Bank. So feel free to send a message, and I think all of us here would be happy to have anybody that would be looking to volunteer. Also, I know one of the things that we do at the food bank as well, one of the projects that we've had for the past year, is our community kitchen. You know, bringing in different groups, teaching them how to cook, actually bringing people direct to certain jobs. People that didn't have work experience that are brought in, learn how to do it and get directed directly to some of the local restaurants in that. And I know this Rotary Club is a big supporter of the community kitchen in the donation that you guys made last year of $10,000 to the community kitchen. So can you talk to me a little bit about kind of why you made the donation and what value you see in the community kitchen here at the Sudbury Food Bank?
Over the years, it's become pretty important to the Rotary Club members that we continue to support the food bank and the great work that it does, because the need for that kind of support in the community is a year-round need. And as such, we've made it a priority to host regular meetings here at the food bank so that we can not only find out about new programs like your community kitchen and other ventures that the food bank is developing and delivering to the community, but we can also let new Rotarians who are just coming into the club see the fantastic work that's going on here. And as a result of one of these meetings, a past president was so impressed with the operations that she decided to direct that one-time major donation into the food bank to assist with that program.
We should point out that these major donations, this $10,000, doesn't come directly from the pockets of the 40 members of the Rotary Club of Sudbury. Every year our president is directed to choose a charity to make a major donation to, and the majority of that money actually comes from our annual lobster dinner. This is an absolutely fantastic event. The Rotary Club's been hosting it for years. It takes place every year the Friday before Mother's Day, which in 2019 will be May the 10th. $160, you get two lobsters, an open bar, and all of the proceeds from that event go to supporting these major donations that are made on the choice of our president with support from our board of directors. We're a very democratic, open, and community club, but we really take direction from our president on what's important to them. I know that Jocelyn was just thrilled to be able to make that donation to the community kitchen. The Rotary Club is thrilled to be able to be supporting employment here in Sudbury as well.
Well, and especially when the donation was made, because the kitchen was in its infancy when the donation was actually made. So the fact that the Rotary Club not only made the donation, but made the donation when we were still looking for funds and we were still trying to build upon the programming that we were offering there, certainly speaks to how much you value the Sudbury Food Bank and how much you bring to the Sudbury community. So thank you for that. I know the people that are taking the classes there and the future people that will take classes there, I truly appreciate that. I know that we had spoken a little bit. Are there any events that you guys have coming up recently that you would want people to know or that you'd want people to get involved in?
Sure. We have another really major charitable event coming up quite soon, and that is our literacy dinner. So these literacy dinners are a Dine with the Author event, and all of the proceeds that we raise at the literacy dinner go to support literacy programs, again, right here in Sudbury. This is money that stays in town. Tickets are $100 each. It's going to take place at the Science North Cavern on the 27th of September, so it's coming up very, very soon. And this year we'll be visiting with author Anne C. Graham and talking about her book on sex for health. So that should be quite an evening. Also coming up, I know I mentioned Rotary Park. We support Rotary Park with our partner Rotary Club, the Rotary Sunrisers. And every year we host an annual fun run, and I promise I've done it myself. I'm not a fit person. This is a fun run. And that's going to take place in the park, starting from Adnack Ski Hill on October the 14th. And then a little later in the year, another one of our amazing charitable partners is Easter Seals. The Rotary Club loves to help support Easter Seals with their annual Christmas party. It's a great chance for us to volunteer out in our community and have a lot of fun with those kids. Coming up in the spring, our partners, the Rotary Sunrisers, will have their annual Vive le Vin. And as I previously mentioned, we'll be looking at our lobster dinner. And finally, we'll be following up with Blues for Food on June the 8th.
Yeah, and also, I know we had spoken about the one-time donation of the $10,000 as well, but all in total, the Rotary Club donated about $21,000, including the money that came through with Blues for Food, so just absolutely wonderful. If you don't mind, Dan, could you talk a little bit about how young, or not only how young people can get involved, but if I was a young person looking for volunteer work, you know, why I would choose the Rotary Club? Like what certain types of attributes would you look for in volunteers, and what types of things as a volunteer would I be expected to do?
Well, for starters, with the Blues for Food event, there's all kinds of different things that need to take place to make the event successful. It's a lot of fun. Club members come out with friends, family, co-workers that day, and they all take different jobs on. And so that could be anything from showing up in the morning, setting up tents and chairs and tables, to helping with security, tear down at night, and actually operating the event. What's fun about it is the volunteers that come in that are non-Rotarian get to work alongside the Rotary Club members and find out what a great group of people they are. These are business leaders and community leaders that are rolling up their sleeves to put on a great day for anybody coming into the event, but also working together and have fun.
And I'm sure as well that the Rotary Club is not made up of one demographic, like in terms of males and females and people from different cultural and economic strata. I'm sure there's a lot of diversity in that. Would I be correct?
Absolutely. We really aim for diversity in the Rotary Club. We have a lot of members who are under 40, lots of women, lots of culturally diverse people. And further to Dan's point, I want to point out that we have a lot of fun. We work really, really hard, but we have a lot of fun. And Rotarians are the best friends that you will ever make in your entire life. These people would give you not just the shirt, but probably the skin off your back.
No, I've seen it firsthand. Like As I said, I've been at the Blues for Food for probably the past 5 years, and seeing new volunteers that come in that didn't have any volunteer experience, I know personally, you know, when I started volunteering, that can be a daunting experience. Not knowing the people, having people that are a little bit older, but I think the Rotary Club and definitely the Sudbury Food Bank, in being at that event, really cultivate an accepting and an open environment for volunteers. So, and obviously this isn't the first year for the Downtown Blues for Food. As you were saying, this was the 28th year?
That's right. In over 28 years, the event has raised over $300,000 in cash for the food bank and collected over 68 tons of food. And as you mentioned earlier about last year's check presentation, total benefits to the food bank, about $20,000. It even though these are trying times and the local industry and the mining sector has been hurting a little bit, the sponsors still keep coming out and supporting this. Major sponsors like At Home Energy and Vianet Communications are in there regularly with their donations, making sure the event can be successful and we can continue to flow this kind of money to the food bank each year.
And what's truly amazing too, as you pointed out, is the fact that it's year to year. I mean, that's 28 years and that's 28 straight years. There was no in-betweens there. So, you know, through economic downtimes and through the good times, we definitely had your support and we do appreciate that. And the other thing as well is when we're talking about figures here, when you hear $300,000, obviously extremely fantastic that we could receive that over the past 28 years. What people don't know is that $300,000 that we do receive means a lot more to the Sudbury Food Bank. As a general rule of thumb, for every single dollar that's donated to us, we can buy about $7 worth of food. To put that into context, you know, I've been here at the food bank for a while, and we will buy more cereal than you could possibly imagine at extremely low prices. Fish, chicken, milk, you know, things that we wouldn't necessarily attribute to a food bank. Often when we think of a food bank, we think of canned food, we think of food that necessarily wouldn't be the best for us. But definitely in the past couple of years, the emphasis with the Sudbury Food Bank has been on healthy food and has been on food that can that people can be happy putting in their body. And that $300,000 definitely buys a lot more than $300,000. And the fact that we also have the food coming in is wonderful. I mean, we've spoken about it in the past, but I think when young people especially can come out to an event like the Blues for Food and physically donate the food to a Rotarian or to the Sudbury Food Bank, it means a lot in terms of the lessons that it teaches the people. I mean, I think it was last year at Blues for Food, we had a young gentleman, no more than 6 years old, come forward and had just more food than he could possibly handle. The food probably weighed at least five times more than he did at that point. And when we talked to him about what he was doing, he said that instead of asking for presents that year, he had asked for money to be donated to the Sudbury Food Bank. He went out with his mother and bought, must have been, hundreds of dollars worth of food and brought it forward to the Rotarians and brought it forward to the Sudbury Food Bank. So having young people in our community that are community-minded like that and having organizations like the Rotary Club that can bring forward events that give young people the opportunity to connect with these groups and to make a difference really is truly something special and something that I'm happy to be a part of every single year with Blues for Food and with a lot of different other events. So thank you very much to both of you for coming in. I know it's the first one, so hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And we'd love to have you back again next year for the next Blues for Food. We'll have all those dates put up on our Facebook as well and a link to the Rotary Club of Sudbury's Facebook, Twitter, and any social media that they do have. So if you're interested in volunteering or if you're interested in hearing a little bit more about youth, the youth programs that they have or programming that they have for people of all ages, then I recommend you check out their Facebook, send them a message or contact the Sudbury Food Bank directly and we can put you in contact with them. Thanks again and we hope to have you listen again.